The 2012 winner of the Heisman Memorial Trophy is...
Yeah, if you didn't watch, you're going to have to wait.
No, we'll yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah. RG3.
Yeah, no. Anyway, we'll have that for you coming up here in about 12 minutes. Also, we have professional football and Navasota Rattlers advance in the state high school football playoffs as well, all here in about 12 minutes.
Yeah, they made that look pretty easy.
How about them Rattlers?
The Rattlers hung more points on West Orange Stark than they had allowed pretty much all season long for the entire season.
Yeah, that's not bad.
I just don't know what to do. They're going to, like, catch stuff on fire in Navasota.
Nah, they won't.
Uh-oh, if we become the state champions, you better hold up and watch yourself.
But, you know, that's what's amazing is at this point, they're one step away from playing in the state championship game, and they're playing a team. I mean, what, Belleville's about 40 miles from Navasota, isn't it? I mean, it's not far.
Yeah, it's not too far.
Yeah. So that's, you know, they're liable to do business with one another during the week.
We've just got a whole lot of good athletes between here and Waco.
Is that it?
This is just pretty much the core area of all of Texas.
Sure, because she's an authority on that.
I am. And actually, I have a friend who's even more of an authority, a mature friend, an older lady who came up to me at church yesterday, and she said, "Yeah, how about Johnny Manziel?" She's an old Baylor Bear.
Oh, uh-huh.
And she was like, "Yeah, you're going to have a lot to talk about on the radio tomorrow." Yeah, I said, "Yes, ma'am."
That's it.
And then she said, "You know, you better watch out. There's a lot of Aggie boys out there now that you're moving up there." Mm-hmm. She said, "If I could have my way, I'd have you move back to Waco, get a PhD, and find a nice Baylor boy."
Yeah, she said,
"But there are a few nice Aggie boys."
Uh-huh, okay. Well,
but she did say, "Although I'm not in support of mixed marriages." That's what she told me at church.
Tell you what.
Johnny Manziel.
That was a real humdinger right
there. Yeah, I tell you. Really, really. Well, you know, but speaking of that now, apparently we got a picture of a young lady who happened to be in New York who Johnny keeps company with, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, her name's Sarah Savage. And her pictures were pretty much all over the interweb yesterday. Has a picture of her posing with the Heisman Trophy.
I would be impressed if she would pose as the Heisman Trophy. Then I would be impressed.
Desmond Howard did that. Is that right?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, Desmond Howard did that. That it has been done.
Well, last year when RG3 did it, all the Baylor Bears, we had like a contest where everyone posed as the Heisman, and you take a picture and load it to Facebook. So I'm kind of hoping the Aggies. I hope to see more people posing as the Heisman because it's just fun.
Well, but you know, look. They're finals this week. The Aggies are serious students. They don't have time for that kind of foolishness. They're studying. I mean, really.
Go with that.
Right now, 6:40 in the morning, I guarantee you they are up and just hitting the books. They are just studying like demons.
I see.
Yeah, right, sure.
Those industrious Aggies,
that's
them.
Right. Yeah. So now what happens? What if Johnny had a final today? Does he get like an excused absence because he has to go to the high school dinner tonight?
I'm guessing he gets a bump.
Yeah. I can't be there. I have to be on David Letterman. I'm sorry. He'll be on David Letterman tonight, by the way.
Maybe he'll call him on the phone and say, "It's once in a lifetime."
Yeah, sure. They'll probably let him do that. So anyhow, it's been pretty much on top of the world. All right, let's see here. God, I don't want to talk about politics. Those people,
well, then
everyone,
don't. Yeah, you always don't complain about it, so just don't do it.
No, sometimes I don't. It's just...
I'll tell you what, my Christmas present to President Barack Obama.
Oh, is it? Yeah.
So
oh,
I'm going to not complain about him anymore.
Yeah, sure,
at least
right.
For the month of December.
All right, sure. But, this isn't really politics. How often do you get to see a picture of the president going shoeless but wearing slacks and a tie?
Is he on a beach?
No. Apparently, it's while he was in Myanmar. He was visiting a pagoda there that existed more than 2,600 years, and it's the oldest historical pagoda in the country and in the world. And visitors must remove their shoes before their first step into any of the entrances. And so there's the president barefooted, but he's got on long pants and a shirt and a tie. And what's funny is in the background is a security dude, you know, who's fully dressed in his suit, but he's barefoot too.
One of my favorite palindromes has the word pagoda in it.
Oh, does it?
Okay. Yes.
You're going to share that with us
a
now,
dog,
are you?
A panic in a pagoda.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
sure.
That's it.
Okay.
Good.
So, Santa coming to a town again near you, possibly. SantaCon. Have you heard about SantaCon?
SantaCon.
It is a not-for-profit, non-political, non-religious, non-logical Santa Claus Convention.
Okay.
Their description. Last year, the Rolling Santa Convention, which took place, by the way, in various cities, men dressed up as the jolly old elf wandering through cities spreading love and really drinking a lot. It's sponsored by the... Well, I'm just telling you.
It's a little scary.
Sponsored by the Cacophonist Society.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. It's already stated that this year there will be 272 locations in 37 countries. It started in 1994. Hundreds of jolly but evil little Santa helpers dressed up, and they run through the city chanting stuff like, "Who's Street? Santa Street!" Much to the bewilderment of children and the amazement of adults.
So then it's again, not exactly a bowl full of jelly. Then.
No, no, they really, again.
Jelly
they,
shots.
They,
oh, my God.
Right, exactly. That's exactly it. They,
it's kind of disturbing.
Well, it of course, some grown-ups really like it. Kids are a little bit bewildered over that. As one Santa named Andy said, "Who's going to pick a fight with 500 Santas?" Which is a good point. Everybody,
I want that mugshot though, if it happens.
Everybody gives reporters their name is Santa and their address is the North Pole, although there are variations on the theme like Elvis Santas, Pirate Santas, occasionally your heavy metal Van Halen Santa. At a recent SantaCon, participants sang variations of carols like Frosty the Cokehead.
Oh, my gosh.
Chipmunks roasting on an open fire. We'll play that before the season is over.
Chipmunks roasting on an open
fire? Oh,
yeah.
Fire? Yeah, it's a good one.
Wow.
Then it's on to the bar for belching competitions and other fun. Basically, we just all go out and pass out.
Wait, when you say we, that means you're part of the Santas?
No. I was quoting them. I was quoting them. Okay. No, I'm not. I'm not part of that. I just but nonetheless,
that's flipping.
They
funny.
Sound like they're fun guys just to be around and
So do we know if these are actual like mall Santas during the regular time?
Well, no, or... I don't know that at all. It could just well be that this is their one opportunity to be able to go out and be Santa. You know, some of them maybe. Well, I mean, if
they're closeted Santas.
Well, if you're too, what if you're too thin to be a Santa? You know what I'm saying?
That's fair.
Because if you're too thin to be a Santa, then you know you're just kind of sitting around hoping that you'll be able to. And
sure,
you know, if you can't, then you can't. So,
is this like Santa Renfest?
That'd probably be okay. That'd work. Yeah, just the whole idea that they. And again, don't know exactly where it started. You can go to SantaCon.com, I guess.
SantaCon, I love it.
Yeah, do that, and that way you can be a part of their celebration. But yeah, I'm sure for the first time the kids see that. I guess it's like, what was that Billy Bob Thornton movie?
Bad Santa.
Yeah, maybe like Bad Santa come to life or something like that.